If you bought some food, some fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in something you'd call that a
grocery bag. Oh, wait, now what did you say?
Yeah, that's
okay.
If a light burns out in an electric lamp, you might have to put in a new
bulb.
What would you call a bag or a sack that potatoes might be shipped in?
Tell me, old croaker bag.
Would you ever hear that called anything else?
Just when you go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Gunny sack and nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Man, I went, old boy from Moody, talking about the gunny sack, you know? That was always funny. I never could figure out why he's talking about gunny sack.
Yeah. I think they call them different names. I don't know, something to do with what they're made out of.
Or burlap bag.
Yeah, burlap sometimes. If you're carrying out maybe the washing to hang it on the line, you might use a
clothes basket.
What would nails come in if you're going to buy a fairly large quantity of nails?
Come in a keg.
What would you call the things that run around the barrel to hold it together?
Stays, I believe.
Huh? You have the staves, and then you have a kind of steel thing that holds that.
Yeah, I don't recall.
Mm-hmm. What would you call if you had a wagon wheel? Have you ever seen a wagon wheel taken apart?
No.
The
metal band.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. If you just had to give it a name, say if you told somebody to move it and you just had to think of a name for it real quick, what would you call it? If you had to refer to it as a iron circle or a
band.
What would you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork.
Do you ever play a musical instrument that you might hold like this?
Harmonica.
Do you ever have something that you could hold between your teeth and pick it with your fingers and it make a noise? Do you ever see?
Juice harp.
What would you pound nails with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon, what would you call there's a part between the horses like that? What would you call that?
Oh, a tongue.
If you have horses pulling a buggy, before you hitch a horse up, you have to back him in between the, would you?
The harness?
And
a single tree?
Yeah, what would a single tree be?
It was the flat piece of iron that that hooked onto the harness at the back of the horse.
How long would it be?
Just a little wider than the horse. It hooked to whatever he was pulling in the center, you know, behind him with a C clamp.
Would you ever use two of those?
Single tree?
Two single tree?
Not unless you're using two horses,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't think.
Uh-huh. What would you call it then, if you use two of them?
A pair.
Would you ever call it a double tree? Or a double single tree?
I don't think.
Would you ever hear that called a swingle tree?
Mm-mm.